Hi, my name is Roy Jimenez Villalobos. I am 17 and I'm interviewing my Uncle Felix. Today is May 21st, 2023, and we are doing the interview in my Uncle Felix's living room. So, how was it living with your brothers and sisters when you were younger?
Well, there were a total of 8 of us, 4 brothers and 6 sisters. I'm in the middle, so I'll start from the top. Carlos is our oldest. And after that is George. I got a sister named Adriana. Then me. Then Freddie. Then Ruth. Then Anna. But, yeah.
Can you tell me one impactful or memorable moment with one of your brothers or sisters?
I've always been closest to my brother Freddie. And so, I just played basketball with him. And it was a rainy day, and we were playing in the driveway, and there was a lot of mud. So as we were playing, we would fall and trip and laugh, because it was funny, because he would take a shot, and I would take a shot, and then we would try to play against each other. I'd fall. He'd fall. And so it was funny.
What was it growing up with all your brothers and sisters?
It was rough. We used to live in a house over here on the east side on a street called Harvey. And my mom was the only person taking care of us. And we used to live in this two-bedroom house. And when we moved into that particular house, I remember my mom had to tell the landlord there was only 2 or 3 kids when there was 8 of us. And the landlord, every time he would come by, he would knock on the door to come pick up the rent. And so my mom would have to hide us. And we had to make no noise. So that way the landlord didn't see that there was 8 of us versus 2 or 3 of us, so he didn't kick us out.
Okay. And did you went to college?
No. When my older brother Carlos, when my dad left us, probably like 5 or something like that. My brother, oldest Carlos, he had barely turned 18, and he went to work at this place called Zaki Farms right here in Fresno on the west side. He decided to go to work, and when he was working, I remember the first time he had to take the taxi. It was called the Azteca Tab. And that Azteca Tab took my brother to work, and he would come back and forth like that for a little bit because, you know, we didn't have no money. And so as he started to work, I saw that he bought his first car. When he bought his first car, him and my mom went to a dealership right here for Belmont. I forgot the name of the dealership, but he bought a car. And back in the day, we didn't even have a car. My mom would have to go get groceries. She would go on the bus and come back on a cab full of groceries so she can feed us. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to do the same thing. I didn't want to go to college. I wanted to work. Help my family.
What was your first job?
My first job, I was 14. I worked at this place called Johnny Quick off of First and Belmont. I used to go there a lot because I used to buy sodas and I used to have these burgers there. And so I ended up knowing the owners. And so I asked the owners if they can hire me and give me a job. I was only 16. And I wasn't allowed to sell beer, but they gave me a job. So half the time I would work, and every time I had an opportunity, I'd grab sodas and, you know, something to eat there because, you know, we were hungry.
Do you know how much you would pay?
Man, I don't know, maybe $325, $375, way back in the day.
What do you work at now?
Now, I am a warehouse manager at a place called West Rock. They do corrugate. If you don't know what corrugate is, just look at it this way. When you go to McDonald's and you buy a Big Mac, that little container that comes and opens and closes, mm-hmm. that's where we kind of do there. But we don't do it for McDonald's. We do food pails for like Chinese food, Panda, and stuff like that.
Now, what was the most challenging thing for you growing up?
Challenging thing? I guess our financials. Money's always been a problem. Mm-hmm. Our background is, it's only been us. we have never had anyone else to help us. So I think our financials, you know, we were poor. In my eyes, we were poor. Mm-hmm. And so money has always been the challenging thing for us to have and maintain.
Okay. Now, how old were you when you moved out?
I was 18, 19. I moved out of my mom's house. We had a fallout there where we all couldn't get along because we were divided.
Mm-hmm.
So I left the house at 18 or 19, and I took my brother Freddie. At the time, he was probably like, I don't know, 12, maybe 10. I took him with me to live with me.
Now, when you had your first kid, how prepared were you?
I don't know if I can tell you that I was prepared, but things happened.
Okay. Was parenting easier with your other kids after Jason?
Yeah, I think it's just time and experience has been easy.
Okay. Now, upon all your life, what have you accomplished so far, personally or professionally, that makes you the proudest?
That makes me what?
The proudest.
The proudest? The struggle.
Struggle?
The struggle of not having a father and guiding things on my own, not knowing if they're right or wrong, progressing with my goals or what I wanted to achieve. Considering that, you know, we lived in a two-bedroom house and we lived in the hood, that's what it's called.
Mm-hmm.
I managed to climb out of there. I worked really hard, saved all my pennies to buy a house, and I moved out of the area, gave my kids a better home, and I bought my home. So that's my biggest accomplishment, is buying a home, knowing that I kind of think about myself.
Looking back, was there anything you wish you could have done differently?
Yeah, stayed in school.
Stayed in school?
Yeah, so the times way back in the days, right now a lot of people back in the day didn't really, computers were around, but they weren't something major. And so getting a job was easy. You'd go somewhere and you'd apply and you'd fill the application out and they'd hire you and stuff. And now everything's through online with computers, sending out your resume, technology, safety. Everything's changed where you really gotta have a lot of computer skills to kind of do the job function that you need to do now.
Okay. Are you a religious man?
I go to church. I go to church, I believe in God, but yeah, I believe in God.
What type of religion do you follow?
I follow Christian.
Christian?
Yeah.
Were you always a Christian?
No. When we were young, my mom and dad, from the very parts that I know, my mom was always been Catholic. Mm-hmm. And I would go and to church and Catholic and sit down there, and then the priest would talk, and you know, they would read the Bible and sing, and I was lost all the time, not really capturing the message. Until some years back, I decided to go to a Christian church, and the whole vibe there was different. Something I've never seen. Versus a Catholic, and I ended up liking going to a Christian church, or that's kind of where I go.
Okay, what does being a Christian mean to you?
For me, being a Christian means just following the Word of God, doing the right thing, think of other people before I think of myself, and helping who I can when opportunity presents itself.
Are you happy where you are right now?
I'm very happy right now where I'm at. I find peace in my life. Nothing, I guess you can't put a price on peace, so yeah.
Okay, that's all the questions I have right now. Thank you so much for helping with this.
Thank you.